Thank you. God is able. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For the few who are in their cars, you can honk your horns too. Amen. We know that God is able. The Bible says that he's a will in the middle of the will. Amen. And we thank God because not only is he able, but he's faithful. Amen. Amen. And he'll never come short of his promises. I don't know about you, but I know that's a win-win. Amen. And we thank God for who he is. And we thank God for the second night of our revival. Amen. We were blessed on last night. Amen. With Minister Wright. Amen. And we know we're going to be blessed even on tonight. Amen. We have Elder Benjamin Bullock with us from Invictus Ministries. Amen. Out of Pottstown. Amen. And it's not about them, but it's about the Word of God. And we just thank God. Amen. Amen. I think it's a triple blessing. Amen. To be able to sit up under the Word of God during revival. Amen. The Bible says that we need the word more than we need necessary food. Amen. Amen. So we just thank God because it's a privilege. Amen. When the Lord has an opportunity, amen, to speak to our hearts. So we thank God for just this opportunity. We thank God for our youth. Let's give our youth a hand. Amen. We honor them. Amen. We honor our young people because guess what? Amen. We need to continually encourage them and to lift them up in the Word of God and encourage them in knowing who they are in Jesus Christ. Amen. So we thank God, amen, even for this opportunity. Amen. 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 Now it's time for the most important part of the service. Amen. It's time for the word of God. Amen.
Amen. Can y'all hear me with this mask on? Huh? I don't want to take the scary. No, I'm quiet. I'm just joking. Can we give God some praise in this place? All right, that was nice and that was cute, but now can we give God some praise? All right. I want to try this one more time. So I want to tell you guys a quick story. I love telling stories. When I was younger, we would go to Dorney Park all the time. And I loved Dorney Park. I loved the roller coasters and everything like that. And what would amaze me was, first of all, as a kid, like the trick always felt like it took forever. It felt like, oh, they wiped me. I'm sorry, y'all. As a kid, I would go to Thorny Park. But what would amaze me was before I even got to the park, I knew that I was close to the park. And here's how I knew that I was close to the park. I could see from a far off distance the roller coasters. I could see from a far off distance the rides. But the reason why I knew I was close by was because even though I wasn't exactly there, from all the way from where it was, I could hear the screams, I could hear the sounds. So because the sounds of people enjoying themselves, I knew that we were close by and right on the way. So I asked you guys a couple times to give God some praise, and it was nice and everything like that. But I wanna see if we can't make some noise so somebody down the street knows where we're at and what's going on. Can we give God some praise? Amen. I shall not be before you long. As Amir said, I'm Elder Benjamin from Invictus Ministries. My bishop is Bishop Everett Van Debnam. I must take this time to also say I appreciate the prayers from Community Baptist. As it was known before my bishop, he actually had a massive heart attack back in September. And the enemy had been trying with him from September all the way up until March. And I told Randy about it, to which he had been in constant prayer for him, constantly asking about him. And I just got great, fantastic news that he is out of the hospital. He made it out of the hospital in time for COVID. He is doing well. That is just something that is amazing. So I just want to take the time to thank Community Baptist for your prayers and everything like that, and well wishes for my bishop. He's doing a lot better. I want to just take this time to acknowledge clergy in the house, deacons, everybody. I thank you guys all for having me. I'm just going to get straight to the word, and then we're just going to go ahead and do our thing from here. Amen? Amen. 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 Does anybody know how good God is?
Yeah.
All right. All right. If we could, let us turn to Colossians chapter 2. We're starting at verse 10. Colossians chapter 2, starting at verse 10. It's actually the theme of what's going on about being complete in Christ. I love that theme. It's a really good theme. It's Colossians chapter 2, starting at verse 10. Amen, amen. When you got it, say amen. If you need a second, say hold up. All right. If you need to know where Colossians chapter 2, verse 10 is, it is right after verse 9. Amen. All right, I'm just trying to see if I got somebody with me. All right. Colossians chapter 2, starting at verse 10. Plain and simple, and the word of the Lord reads as thus, and ye are complete. Somebody say complete. Ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power. I want to say this one more time. And when you say complete, I want you to say it with some feeling. And ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power. Amen. The word of the Lord is already blessed. So, in thinking about this text and studying this text, initially when I read this thing, I leaned into my own understanding of thinking what he said complete, that this has something to do with the thought and the process of a builder. After all, when we think about God, we think about who he is, we understand that we are the clay, we understand that he is the potter, he has made us, he has formed us. As a matter of fact, the word even says, ye are fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. So we understand that whatever it is that God makes, he makes is good. So initially when I'm thinking about him saying that ye are complete in him, I'm initially thinking that the writer is saying and talking about the finished work of what a builder does. Do I have anybody in this house that realizes that they're fearfully and wonderfully made? Do I have anybody in this house that knows that they're fearfully and wonderfully made?
So that's what I'm thinking of in the text. I'm thinking that he's talking as opposed to a builder who has built something, and when they have built something, they have put something special inside of it. As we said, the Bible says that he formed man, but then after he forms man, he blows in him the breath of life. So the finishing touch was when he blew in him the breath of life. I think about the different things when I talk about, when we talk about finishing, you see a masterpiece painting like Mona Lisa. They don't talk about Mona Lisa because of the dress that she wears. They talk about Mona Lisa because the finishing touch was what? The smile that she has on her painting. So I'm thinking that you're talking from the point of an artist, of a builder, and saying that we are complete when he blew the breath of life in us and gave us his DNA, that that's what made us complete. But I've come to the understanding, Randy, after studying, that that's not necessarily what he was referring to in context of complete. But in referring to context of complete, the writer, Paul, when he was speaking about this thing, he was actually speaking about the satisfaction and fulfillment that we have inside of us. Each and every one of us, there is desires at the time, a void that needed to be filled. And the only way that this void could have been filled is by being complete in Christ. Paul knew this thing because Paul experienced this thing. Paul now is talking from at one point in time being Saul, being in the world, doing worldly things, to now, after having an experience with Jesus, he now becomes Saul, changes his name, and goes and preaches his word. Do I have anybody in the house that has had a Saul experience, that where at one point in time in your life, you may have been through some things, you may have been out there doing things you knew wasn't right, but it was fun, it looked good, and everything like that, and you had an experience with Jesus Christ that ultimately changed your life and got you to the point to where you were filled up, you were satisfied, you were complete in him? Y'all not gonna talk to me today. It's cool. I'll be quick. I ain't gonna even hold you up. Maybe I need to give a different perspective. Maybe that'll get your attention to understand. I'm thinking about this thing from the standpoint of somebody who's eating. Now, y'all just follow me for a second. You see my stomach? You know I like to eat. Don't judge me. I'm just talking real with y'all. So I'm thinking about this, and y'all know what it's like when you've been hungry. Anybody ever been hungry, and you've been so hungry that you're looking inside of your fridge for something, and as you're looking, you can't really find it. You can't really see what it is that you want. You're like, I don't want that. I don't want that. Now I'm looking. I don't want that. So now you're at the point to where you got to look on your phone and either look up something from Domino's. I don't want nothing from Domino's. You're looking at Grubhub. There's something inside that you know that you need to fulfill inside of you because you're hungry, and you can't really seem to find what it is, and you're looking and you're searching, and that's where he's coming from right here. He's talking about searching and searching and searching and being at the end complete. There was things that you may have tried to fill the void up, but the only thing that could fill that void at the end of the day was Jesus Christ. It was the love of Jesus. It was being filled and complete in him is where the satisfaction came from, and that's where Paul is coming from. So in looking at this thing, I was also thinking about my daughter. For those who don't know, I have a 4-year-old daughter. I talk about her all the time. Also, the Lord has just now also blessed me with a son. He's 2 months old. Even in this COVID situation, he's doing well. I praise God for it. But my daughter, y'all gotta understand something. She's driving me crazy. I thought that I would be cool having a girl, and I can't do it. I don't know how Marlon does it. I can't do it. This little girl drives me absolutely crazy. Let me tell you about this little girl. This little girl, she'll come to me and she'll say, "Daddy, I'm hungry." And I'll say, "Okay, you're hungry. I'll go ahead and prepare you something." Then I'll prepare something nice. Y'all gotta understand, I told y'all, I'm fat, so I'm a good chef. So I cook up and make something nice for her, and I prepare it, and it looks good. I say, "Go sit at the table, put her bib on," and she's dancing, and she's ready to eat, and I place the food in front of her. I say, "Now eat, because you said you were hungry." She said, "Yeah, I'm hungry." This little girl will take 2 bites of this food that I made, that I took the time to prepare, that I got my hands dirty in doing so, and she'll take maybe 1, 2, at the most maybe 3 bites and say, "Daddy, I'm full." Get on my nerves and make me absolutely upset. I said, "You just sat down and ate. Eat your food." "I don't want to eat. I'm full. I don't want to eat anymore. I'm full. I'm good to go." So then I'll say, "Fine. All right. I'll take her plate away. I'll go ahead and make my dinner, and I'll sit at the table. I'll have my dinner in front of me, and it looks so good, and I'm ready to eat this food." And y'all already know what happens. She come right up to me and she goes, "I want some." I said, I said, you just said that you were full. You just said you were full. She says, no, I'm not full. I want some of what you got. Little girl drives me absolutely crazy. But if you're looking at this thing from a different perspective, understand for a fact that I find it scary to be in a world, to be at a church where people are saying they're filled, but in all actuality, they're still hungry. Y'all not gonna talk to me for a second, but I'm gonna be real. It's scary to come into a church to have a praise team dancing and nobody is filled. I mean, a praise team singing, but nobody is filled. It's scary to come into a church and have musicians who are supposed to be ministering to you under the glory of God, but are not really filled. It's scary to have a preacher standing up here preaching the word of God to each and every one of y'all, but in all actuality, he's not filled. And we wonder why people come into the church one way and leave out of the church the exact same way, because in all actuality there is a hunger and a desire that's going on that they need to be filled. But here's why they're not getting it: because the people that are supposed to be serving them are hungry as well. Y'all not going to talk to me today. Y'all not going to talk to me. So there ought to be, if we say that we're in Christ, if we say that we have a relationship with him, if we say that we're going to follow him to the ends of the earth, if we say that we really love him and that we truly have a relationship with him, then there's got to be some evidence of a fulfillment going on in our life. And maybe you're asking, well, what's the evidence? What's the evidence? You sitting up here shouting, what's the evidence? First and foremost, there ought to be an inward evidence, an inward manifestation to start taking place. That's when a relationship happens between you and him. I can't see what's going on your inside. I cannot see what is going on in your inside. I cannot see what is going on in your inside. But guess who can? God can see what is going on in your inside. You know what's going on the inside. So there ought to be an inward situation happening in order to take place, in order for you to be filled. Here's the thing. When I eat, when I'm full, like fully full, I don't want anything else. Y'all get this thing in a second. When I'm really, 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 truly full, I don't want anything else. I could see other things. I'll be at a restaurant and I'll eat, and I'm one of those people that sit there with my stomach sticking out on the table when I'm done. I'm sorry, it's just how I am. And then the waitress can come up and say, do you want dessert? And the dessert may look the best. The dessert may look absolutely delectable, but guess what? I'm filled up. And because I'm filled up, I'm sorry, I don't want what the dessert is. It looks nice, it looks desirable, but guess what? I'm filled up, I'm sorry, I can't have it. Matter of fact, sometimes I get to the point to where I'm so filled up that even just the thought of anything else, or even just the somebody asking me for more food, just get me sick because I'm so filled up. And that's the evidence of what we ought to be dealing with spiritually. If we're going to sit here and say that we are filled up in Christ, if we're going to say that we are complete in him, then we ought to be so filled up that nothing else out there, even though it may look desirable, nothing else out there is going to do it, and we not even want it. Why? Because we're so filled up. And I say desirable because let's talk and let's be real. Sin looks good. Sin looks fun to do. But I've heard somebody say it's literally just like a credit card. Have fun now and pay later. Let's talk. Let's be real. It was fun. It looks fun to be out there in the world, but they ain't got nothing to offer you but hell in a handbasket. If you're truly, truly, truly filled up in Christ, then even just the thought of seeing everything else there, you say, nah, I'm sorry, I don't want it no more. The places that you used to hang at, you're going to say, I'm sorry, I don't want to hang out there no more. I don't want to be there. The things that you used to do, they say, hey, come on, man. Yo, you know how we get down. I'm sorry, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm sorry. Trying to dish you like that, but I'm filled up with something different. I'm filled up with something better. So because I'm filled up, I have no desire for anything else out there. And like I even said before, I'm at the point to where I'm so filled up, just looking at the stuff out there in the world just gets me sick. Just seeing what the nonsense is, I don't even want to partake in that stuff because I'm so filled up and so complete in him. So there ought to be something going on the inside. I even heard the singer say something something on the inside, what? Working on the outside. So now, just like there's something taking place on the inside, there ought to be something on the outside that's showing that you're complete in the mirror. I shouldn't have to walk around and tell you, hi, how you doing? My name is Elder Benjamin Bullock. It's nice to meet you. Hi, how you doing? My name is Bishop so-and-so. Hi, I'm Deacon so-and-so. You ought to be able to just look at me and see, I don't know what it is, but there's just something over his life. There's something going on with, I can't call it. I don't know what it, but it's just something going on that makes him look different from every. It's because then the outward appearance, I look like I'm filled up because I am filled up. Here it is. I told you I'm gonna keep picking on myself. Look, if you want to see me thin, then see me in the morning. Come see me in the morning before I eat breakfast. But anything after that, you're going to see what you see right here. You see it on the outside. Why? You can tell that I've been eating and I'm filled up. But we ought to have that outward. If we got something going on the inside, and then we need to have something going on the outside. They should just be able to look at you. Matter of fact, conversations ought to change as soon as you walk in the room. Everything. People ought to be uncomfortable. Here comes so-and-so. Shh, watch what you say. Watch what you say. Watch what you say. You know why? Because they see and they already know that something. Look, you don't even got to say nothing. You don't got to act different. You don't got to speak in tongues. You don't got to sit there and walk up and go, how are y'all doing? Amen. Bless God's great and holy and powerful. You ought to be talking just like we're talking, and they don't want to talk around y'all. Y'all got to understand. I got the friends that I used to hang out with. I don't hang out with them anymore. But here it is. We still talk. We still keep in touch. And y'all got to understand, the same nonsense that they're doing, I was out there doing as well. Matter of fact, I probably did it better than them. You know, so they remember me for who I was. But now when we have conversations and everything, something may slip out of their mouth. They may accidentally say a cuss word. The first thing they say, oh, Ben, I'm sorry. I apologize. I said, come on, man. Listen, it's me and you. You ain't got to apologize. No. I understand. I know where you stand at. I know that ain't you, man. Look, I apologize. Y'all got to understand, we are put here to be different. We are put here to be the salt of the earth. We are put here to make an example. We are put here to tell the word. So there ought to be something on the inside and something on the outside working to show that we are truly complete in him. Amen? Amen. Amen. And the last point that I got to make on this is one thing about eating, that when I'm hungry and I eat stuff that's not good for me, junk food, Burger King, Wendy's, all that stuff and everything like that. When I eat that stuff, it may fill me up for a little bit, but I don't feel quite right. I start getting all sluggish. I get lazy. Matter of fact, I start falling asleep and stuff like that. And I can't move and function the way that I'm supposed to function when I eat all this nasty junk and stuff like that inside of me. But when I eat things that are right for my body, when I eat things that are good for my body, when I eat things that are going to help my body grow, all of a sudden now, not only am I satisfied and fulfilled when my hunger is gone, but also, I function and move better than what I did before. So what I want to encourage you in is when you are fully, fully complete in Christ, not full in the nonsense and the junk, and you're not putting junk inside of your spirit that you don't need to be, when you're fully, fully complete in him, you operate differently. You operate the way you're supposed to. You operate and function and move the way that he had truly called you to be. You operate and function and move how he really, truly called you to be. I don't know who I'm talking to, but somebody needs to hear it. When you are complete in him, you operate and function the way that you're truly, truly ought to be, truly supposed to. So there ought to be some evidence that's showing that we are complete. It ought to be some evidence, something like that, to show. If we truly say that we're with Christ, do I have anybody here that's with Christ? Do I have anybody here that's with y'all? Y'all is scaring me. There's no stuff about that. If we say that we're truly with him, if we say that we're truly with Christ, if we're saying that we have made this commitment to be with him, then we ought to be fully, fully complete in him. And how do you be fully, fully complete in him? By reading your word, praying, talking to God, having a conversation with God, talking to him the first thing in the morning before you pick up the phone and go on Facebook. First thing, matter of fact, if you open up your eyes, the first thing you ought to say is thank you, God. Because with so much stuff that's been going on out here, the COVID happening and all this other type of stuff, police brutality, so many things happening, but you've got the privilege and the ability to wake up, to live, to see another day, the first thing out of your mouth ought to say, God, thank you. thank you. You've given me another day. You've given me another chance. And you make yourself full and complete in him, like I said, by studying your word, reading your word, talking to him, saying, God, what? How would you have me to be today? What do you? What's my assignment for today? How do you want me to function and how it is you want me to do? Just talk with him and have a conversation. And just like the physical body with your spiritual body, this is something that you've got to be doing daily. You've got to be feeding yourself daily in order to fully be complete in him. Amen? Amen. Do I have anybody in here that's complete? Do I have anybody in here that's complete in him? Do I have anybody in here that's complete? Amen, 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 amen. Amen, God bless.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Honk your horns. Amen. If you thank God for the word. Amen. I thank God for that. That was a powerful analogy. Amen. To know that we're full. To know that you're so full. Amen. That nothing else looks appetizing because you've gotten so much. You've been filled by so much that no matter how good something else looks. Amen. Amen. It does not compare, amen, to what you already have on the inside. And amen, we should be so full of Christ. Amen. The Bible says that it pleased the Father that all fullness dwell in Jesus Christ. And because Jesus Christ is in us, we're complete. Amen. So that when we see what's going on in the world and everything that the world offers us, amen, amen, it should be no problem to say, young people, it should be no problem to say, no, thank you. No, thank you. I'm already full. So I thank God. I thank God for Elder Benjamin Bullard. I thank God for the word of God that he professed even before us today. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. And honking of the horns. Amen. For the word of God. And there might be one here today. Amen. We don't take for granted. Amen. The Bible says that many will come to me on that day and say, Lord, Lord, we were in youth revival, amen, on July 17th and on the 16th, amen, and we did all these things in your name. And he said, you know what? Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I know you not. Amen. So we don't assume that just because we're here today that we have a relationship with Jesus Christ. But the wonderful thing is through the invitation, not that I'm giving, but through the invitation of the word of God that was preached on tonight, amen. He bids us to come. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart. Amen. And you shall find rest for your weary soul, because my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. So if there's one, amen, even out there today, whether it be you're in the tent or you're in your cars, and even if you're out there, amen, on over the internet, amen, amen, we invite you to come to get to know this Jesus Christ, amen. Not that you might have a service relationship, but that he may fill you on the inside, amen. I don't know about you, but I'm like Minister Ben, Elder Ben. I want to be fat on the inside in Jesus Christ. How many want to be fat? That's not popular today, but guess what? I want to be fat spiritually, amen. I want to be full of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we offer that to you even on tonight. If you don't know Jesus Christ and you want to be filled and made complete in him, amen, you can come. Amen. You can come to him right now. She said, fill me up.
I wanna run over.
that with her. Four words, fill me up, God. Fill. I can't hear you. Is that your heart's desire? Virtual altar call. Amen. Is that all right? Amen. Amen. In social distancing. Amen. Amen. Because guess what? An altar is not about a physical place. Amen. It's about a place in Jesus Christ. Amen. It's the place that we want to be. I don't know about you, but it's the place that I just want to be at the feet of Christ. Amen. That he might fill me up. Amen. That he might have his way. Amen. So let's prepare. If everybody could just stand to their feet. Amen. And listen. Listen, 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 listen. Man, he desires. Young people, he desires. He desires to be at the very, in the very throne seat of your heart. And you ought to make him, you ought to allow him to be in that place. Amen. And I heard Elder Bullock say this. We're in such a time of uncertainty when you look at this through the physical eye. Amen. But guess what? I don't know about you, but even in this COVID space, I've never been more certain in my life. I've never been more assured in my life of who Jesus Christ is. Amen. And what he wants to do and accomplish in my life. And guess what, y'all? That's what he does. That's what he does. Amen. It's easy to say thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, when everything is going okay and everything is going well. But what do we have on the inside of us when nothing looks right? Amen. When the enemy, amen, is just causing all kinds of trouble and wreaking all kinds of havoc, I'm here to let you know that God wants to reassure us. He said that we can rejoice even in tribulation, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Patience worketh experience, and experience, amen, worketh hope, assurance. Meaning that he'll never disappoint us because we have the love of Christ on the inside of us. And that's our prayer on tonight, young people. Guess what? You're not too young to be sold out for Jesus Christ. Amen. As a matter of fact, this is the time when you should be sold out for Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says that he wants to bless us in our youth. Amen. You don't have to go through the things that we went through. You don't have to go through the things that me and Pastor Wright went through. You don't have to go through the things that Deacon Jake went through. Amen. God, listen, God wants to bless you in your youth. Amen. And we're here to encourage you to know, amen, that you ought to give your life over completely to him. Amen. I know you grew up in CBC and you've been here and you have the word and it's been preached and taught to you, but I'm here to let you know, you have to know him. There has to be something on the inside of you that when you're out at home by yourself amongst your friends being challenged on social media, being challenged at school, being challenged, being discouraged, amen, when the enemy is trying and he's attacking you, you've got to have a relationship. You've got to have a relationship. And our prayer on tonight is that you know him. Not that you be familiar with him or acquainted with him, but that you know him. And that you try him at his word. Because he is faithful who has promised. And mama and daddy and Sonya and Amir and Lauren and Mercy and Courtney and all of our youth leaders, they're not always going to be around. But to know that you have Christ living on the inside and that he's with you. Amen. And not only that, because you're full, amen, he's working through you. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. So if you don't know him like that, and you don't have him like that, amen, there's an opportunity right now. We'll make another call. That if you want to know him like that, and you desire to have him like that, amen, that you can come right now. That you can come right now, and you can turn your life even over to him. Right now. Amen. We don't extend that just to young people. Amen. The mature people as well. Amen. He has no respect of person. Listen. You can know him like that too. Beyond religion. Beyond your church membership. That offer stands. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you in the precious and the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, we honor you tonight. Heavenly Father, because you're great and you're greatly to be praised. There's nobody like you, oh God. Heavenly Father, you are holy and you are high. Father God, you're the only one who's qualified to be God. Heavenly Father, you're omnipotent and omniscient. You're omnipresent. Heavenly Father, everything, oh God, you are at the impetus. Lord God, you are at the core of everything, oh God. There is nothing without you, oh God. Heavenly Father, Lord God, love is in you. Creation is in you. Salvation and deliverance, it's in you, oh God. Heavenly Father, our fulfillment, even as Elder Bullock preached, our fulfillment, it's in you. It's all in you. Joy and peace, it is in you, oh God. Validation and affirmation, it's in you, oh God. Heavenly Father, we can't have it. We can't experience it without you. Lord God, everything that the world offers is a cheap counterfeit, oh God. But Heavenly Father, we're so glad that we have the real thing. Lord God, we're so glad that you have offered us, oh God. Lord God, you've offered us eternal fulfillment, oh God, and satisfaction. Our prayer on tonight, oh God, is that you will reveal yourself in the abundance of your love and grace. Heavenly Father, on tonight, confront our hearts, oh God. Heavenly Father, confront us in our low places, oh God. Heavenly Father, even in our high places, because some of those have to be brought down. Confront us in that place, oh God, and reveal yourself, oh God, as our ultimate satisfaction and fulfillment. Show us, oh God. Heavenly Father, reveal, oh God, yourself to us. Lord God, your love, oh God, and your life, oh God. Heavenly Father, we pray right now. Heavenly Father, Lord God, Heavenly Father, that you would show yourself to our young people. Heavenly Father, that they might know you, oh God. Heavenly Father, and in knowing you, oh God, that they might know who they are, oh God. Validate them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, that they might be able to stand in a messed up world. Heavenly Father, we pray your covering over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, fill their hearts, fill their minds, oh God. Heavenly Father, testify, oh God, to their spirit. Lord God, that they might know that they are the sons and the daughters of the Most High God. Heavenly Father, build them up, oh God. Fill them up, oh God. Thy word, oh God, thy word abound in them. Heavenly Father, that they might walk with their heads up high, Lord God. Lord God, you said in your word, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Heavenly Father, we pray right now, Heavenly Father, that you will have your way. Have your way, O God. Heavenly Father, Lord God, and if, Lord God, even if there was somebody that was convicted by anything that was said on tonight, Heavenly Father, Lord God, if there's a pressing of the heart on tonight, Heavenly Father, we pray right now, O God, that, Lord God, Heavenly Father, even as they're standing, Lord God, Heavenly Father, that there be a yielding, O God, to your call. Heavenly Father, that somebody might know you as Lord and Savior. Have your way. Have your way. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord God, for Elder Benjamin Bullock. Lord God, touch him right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Heavenly Father, then bless him, bless his family, oh God. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will bless Minister Wright, who preached for us on last night, oh God. Bless him, bless his family. Continue to grow them in this gospel ministry, oh God. Heavenly Father, Lord God, just continue to bless them, oh God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, oh God, for what you've done, even in these two nights of revival, oh God. Lord God, you said that your word will not return unto you void, oh God. Heavenly Father, Lord God, so just continue to do a work in us, bringing about the very life of Jesus Christ. Have your way. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you. Bless us as we leave this place, oh God. Heavenly Father, that you may continue to be glorified, that you may continue to be magnified. Heavenly Father, on the inside and manifested to the outside, we thank you and we praise you. We ask all these things in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let everybody say amen. 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 Amen.